For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Mark Emery, the publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine and the producer of Pot TV, was arrested by Canadian authorities subservient to the wishes of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. It seems Mr. Emery had sold untold numbers of seeds to Americans. Following his release on bond, Mr. Emery appeared on the Canadian broadcast of Talk Back.
I'm totally proud of all the actions I have taken to liberate people worldwide, and if that means that one day I go to a U.S. hellhole for the rest of my life, that's something I have to accept, that this is the consequence of advocating peace and honor and democracy for the world's oppressed peoples, and I am the worldwide recognized leader of the cannabis people of 150 to 200 million people, all of whom are in bondage and oppression everywhere in the world, and this is a unique destiny that's been I have brought upon myself, and I am proud to have that. Our police have been co-opted, our politicians have been co-opted by a Goliath of a tyranny called the United States of America under the Bush administration. Our country is in great danger of surrendering its beautiful values of tolerance, of compassion, of reasonableness to a very unreasonable archipelago of gulags strung out across the United States, you know, with a terrible dominator complex that cruelly imprisons tens of thousands of people for marijuana every year for terms of 5, 10, 15, 20 years. These are beyond the pale. This is no more legitimate than people in the Republic of China getting imprisoned for life for practicing Falun Gong. I am the most recognized and well-known advocate for the civilization of our marijuana laws in the world, and I am targeted specifically because of that. The DEA has admitted that that is the purpose of this whole persecution. One day we will be liberated from our bondage and that this terrible pogrom against us will end. Ultimately, perhaps I will have to be sacrificed that, although I'd like to think that Canadians will come to my aid and rally to our cause and realize that our whole value system of being Canadian is at stake here, and it is the politicians, perhaps, and our courts may sacrifice those values to appease an evil, evil organization called the United States of America. So although I think of this as extraordinarily cruel to face a life imprisonment term for what I may have done, it is no different than what tens of thousands of Americans have to endure every year for the same thing, their belief in the marijuana plant as sacrament, as a plant of good, as a concept, an idea, and basically ideology of enlightenment. The U.S. administration is totally out to destroy us and our culture. And so really, no sacrifice is too great to stand up to that.
To learn more, please visit CannabisCulture.com. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.